Today's talk is titled Family Friendly. And family is a very familiar word. We may not be able to say exactly what it means, but we know what we mean by it every time we say it. We know the feeling of family. We recognize family function and dysfunction. I might add, I have to add that. So we're going to do a short little exercise that focuses just first on the number of members in your family. We were going to do this with the children, but we did the big umbrella instead. It's kind of its own version. So I'll ask how many there are in your family, and you just raise your hand when a number connects with you. I'm not going to have any more instruction with that. And your feeling of who is your family. And then, in anticipation of the next question, given that I'm asking you to do this, it's okay to raise your hand more than once in this. And so this was for the children first. So, are you a family of one? Do you consider yourself a family of one? One. They're families of one. Of two. Of three. Of four, of five, of six, of seven, of eight, family of eight, of nine, of ten, more than ten. Do you consider this congregation to be a family? What's a larger group that you feel is you are a part of that family? Think about that. What about the family of all people? The family of all beings? The notion is that we are all connected. The UUA has, the Unitarian Universalist Association, has a curriculum in their Tapestry of Faith series for junior high ages called simply Families, exploring the diversity, commonality, and meaning of families. And here's our reading from their introduction to the program. Enduring and changing, the family is an important part of communities and of Unitarian Universalist congregations. Recently, the terms family and family values have become laden with political meanings. But with our Unitarian Universalist principles as a guide, we can reclaim and recognize the family as grounded in care and experiences of lived diversity. In their strength, endurance, and malleability, families demonstrate lived faith. They are diverse and often held in the eye of the beholder. Children who have parents who do not live together may be singular keepers of their family, which cannot be solely defined by locale. Children with families of multiple races and ethnicities may identify themselves as multiracial or multiethnic. Older adults living alone may define their families as being very small or large and extended. Increasingly, families are defined by their functionality. That's how you raised your hand in different numbers. How members care for each other matters most. Who is in a family varies widely and contributes to the diversity of healthy variation. There's a book that Sally Beth Shore handed to me this last week called Positive Family Dynamics, and she's working on appreciative inquiry, and this is subtitled Appreciative Inquiry Questions to Bring Out the Best in Families. And it begins by reminding us that families matter, that they play an essential role in the well-being of both individuals and communities. We all depend on family for these things: identity, who we are in the world, belonging, how we're connected and held, and nurturance, how we're cared for. Healthy families provide support to their members of all ages, from tiny infants to frail elders. They provide security, opportunities for experimentation and learning, encouragement and guidance from birth through formation and into adulthood. And then they serve as cornerstones of the society. You know that Taoist reading, I think it's 601 or something in our hymnal, it's, "For there to be peace in the world, there must be peace." Well, they say that Taoist philosophy suggests that when relationships in a family are in order, then society can also be in order. When you're wondering what you can do, maybe look to your family. When there is an appropriate expression of authority in the family, so will it be in society. When there is respect for differences among family members, so too will there be respect for differences in society. When there is peace in the family, there can be peace in the world. The notion of family changes in time. And they say that never in history has family meant so many different things to different people. For many, a family is a heterosexual couple with two children and a dog. For others, it's a single mom with three kids. Or a gay couple who have adopted a child, or a lesbian couple with children from one's prior marriage, or a two-career couple without children, or three generations living in the same household, or people of different faiths, races, or ethnicities, or gender identities and expressions. Bridging differences and raising children in multiple language. We define family, they say, as all-inclusive, embracing all permutations and creations of family life. So what are some of the definitions or the structures of family that came to mind as I read that list, or that you reacted to and said they didn't need to say it that way? What about you with a furry friend as your family? What about that as a family? Any others that come to mind? What about grandparents raising children, raising grandchildren in your family? What about a lesbian couple with adopted children, or a gay couple with children from prior marriage? You can just keep going. What about a couple that's just retired and is facing those new challenges of being both in the world without a job and knowing how to spend their time and also knowing how to be with each other 24/7? How about that as a family? Just think about all the different forms of family. The Lakota Dakota people have a word, Teaspia, for the extended grouping of relatives within the tribe. It's also worldview, a belief that we are all relatives. And they celebrate through ceremony the making of relatives. That is the making of people or beings within the family. It's a way to think about consciously creating the life and community that we wish to experience. How do we make relatives? The dictionary definition of family is more structural. The group living under one roof is what it says. Household, so maybe one umbrella, as the story had. There's more under the word familiar, which suggests the ease, informality, absence of reserve or constraint natural among members of a family or acquaintances of long standing. But then there's the third definition of family. A group of people united by certain convictions or common affiliations. What do we call this congregation? It's a synonym for family. It's the third synonym, fellowship. That's right. This fellowship, a family united in and by our traditions of inclusive orientation to this broader diversity. And then what do we say as a summary statement of universalism? One human what? Think about that. One human family. One origin, one nature, one destiny. And then you expand that to one family of being, making relatives. 3 years ago, I attended the Unitarian Universalist Ministers Association Institute for Excellence in Ministry, and it was at Asilomar Retreat Center in Pacific Grove, California, near Monterey, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Somebody's got to do it. I have limited experience with retreat centers around the world, but I would not look for a prettier or more inspiring place to meet. The workshops were excellent. And then after the conference, I stayed with my friend, the Reverend Greg Ward, who was then the interim minister for the UU Church of Berkeley. I stayed there to visit him and also with the expressed intent of going to church that Sunday. Big church, big budget. It sits on, I can't remember if it's 9 or 12 acres. It really doesn't matter once you get to that size. In that high-dollar real estate in the hills above Berkeley, overlooking San Francisco Bay and the Golden Gate Bridge. And yet, from all of this, what I experienced that left one of the most lasting impressions or the inspiration for me happened that Sunday morning. And it was in the atrium of that UU Church of Berkeley. It's funny that the architect built the sanctuary where you don't have a view of the ocean. I guess you're supposed to pay attention to the minister, and probably it was his words. But the atrium is in the middle between the fellowship hall area and the sanctuary, and it's you walk into it, and it has glass that overlooks the whole view. There are even trees growing in the atrium. So it's very much formed out of the space and place. And there in the foyer was a table. It's just one table with two people greeting the families that came in. It was the family ministry table and welcoming area. One of those people was Maren Clough, and she was and still is the director of what they called family ministry. So Greg introduced me, so I had that in, and I took a brochure and we talked. But family ministry, if you think about it, was the first thing I noticed after the view, and then as a part of the world view as I entered. I was excited. I felt like I was a part of it. They didn't just talk about religious education, because that was only one part of an entire church-wide program and understanding. Religious education, just as a phrase, can just too easily fit into what we understand as education, can too easily be seen as a product that the church offers. It's something we send our children off to. We send them that so that we can teach them something. But family ministry makes that part of the larger network of relationship and meaning that the church really is or should be. It's part of a larger culture. I see that the first heading on their website is now family community rather than family ministry, but family community, as part of that larger church-wide focus that starts with our community. Family community is now the phrase that creates the picture and context for family ministry. The headings for the program are really headings that could describe a congregation. Under activities for families, there's all-age worship, families in action living out their values. We call that SJOT, but that's mostly for adults. And then they have Parents Night Out. We could all use that. Under support for families, there are parent groups, childcare, children and youth program. That's where RE would be. Families caring, coming together in times of need, and then there's pastoral care. It may be family community, but the staff and volunteer heads of staff teams are still listed as who's who in family ministry. Because ministry is the everything that they do. So as I came back, it just seemed the program we needed to become. It seemed that perceptual shift we needed to develop to help shift the perception and reduce the effects of the upstairs, downstairs separation, even if it's just a feeling. Family ministry is not a separate program as much as it is what we all do across all our diversity of family understandings. Right away, when I've talked about this and used the word family so many times, you've kicked back into thoughts of families and parents and children, and that's a program for them. But broaden those understandings. Let's think of our programs differently so that we might all embrace them and get on with who we are and who we want to be in ways that feed and inspire us all. So when I came back, Vicki researched the idea and reorganized our religious education, or as we say, we don't usually say religious education. What do we say? RE, our RE program, to include the broader understanding of a family ministry program. Now our website reflects the new structures and emphasis. See the headings: welcoming families, nurturing families, families in action, and faith development. Not all of us have noticed the difference. And not all of us have included it in our thinking. We still talk about RE, and we use that as our shorthand understanding for what we think of as the kids in our program. But we are making and adjusting to the shift. We are striving to become more, as the title for this morning suggests, family-friendly. Family-friendly in what we do and how we understand ourselves and this congregation. And that is an all-of-us program, an all-of-us program that we live out for all of us, not just a program that we do for kids. Family-friendly. What would it mean if you thought broader and thought of this congregation, thought of yourself, to understand yourself as family-friendly? Family in all the diversity we discussed this morning. The UUA begins its section on defining family ministry. That's right away what you Google to see, is there a definition? With a piece by Pat Hortdorfer titled Defining Family, Family-Affirming Reflective Questions. And she starts out by saying, with the firm belief that effective ministry with family involves building a partnership between congregation and home, I offer the following questions to help congregations become more family-friendly and to help families at home nurture their Unitarian Universalist faith. And then she says, may they stimulate your own creativity in family program. But what if you just read it with the firm belief that effective ministry involves building a partnership between congregation and home? May that stimulate your own creativity. She says, does the program account for different family forms represented by families in your congregation? What if you said, does your congregation account for different family forms? Does the program account for the variety of ethnic groups in the congregation and their particular needs? What if you said, does the congregation account for the variety of ethnic groups? What if you said, do I account for the variety of ethnic groups? She asked, does the scheduling of the program, but it could be, does the scheduling of the congregation reflect the busy and often complex calendar of families? Is it family friendly? And you go, well, no, there are no families in this group and right now, and none of us are working, so let's meet at 2 in the afternoon, because that's the way it works for all of us. But then, and it does. So then what does that message send to people who might want to be a part of the group? Is that family friendly? I'm not saying it is or isn't, but I'm asking that for a question. Does the program address the individuals in relation to their families or the overall needs of the entire family? Does the congregation address those needs? You could also replace those words with I, congregation, or do I do that? What would it mean to look and think about what we are doing, what each of us is doing, through the lens of just that phrase, family friendly? Am I living family friendly? Family community, family ministry in this broader sense. I would suggest that we want to be friends with and to our family, from the particulars of our immediate family to the broader family of life, community, ministry, family friendly. When you try to think in this broader way, what questions or examples come to mind for you? Or do your eyes just glaze over because you say, that's about those families. That's about those kids that just left. That's not about me. I'm suggesting that we can be use this as the particulars of our practice to be family friendly in a broader sense. It's not always easy. It's not always possible. But it's something we understand how to move into. Do you have questions or examples that come to mind for you? No response. Okay. How many of you are grandparents? Right. What shift did that involve in how you see yourself in the world? What shift did that involve for you to say, how do I become family friendly? There's a change. There's a change from directing the children and trying to tell them what they should do, right? To being present how? As a resource, as support, because you have time, you have money, you have interest for being with them. Do you micromanage how they run their lives? If you do, how's that working for you? There was a shift, and you understand that. Do you like that? Do you find that being a grandparent is fulfilling in many ways? The way you like to connect? Family friendly. What if you thought about that, of the way you are a retiree? And I'm thinking this because I'm about to be one in the near future, of stepping back and providing what I have to offer, but not in directing what the younger people are doing in the sense that I have to direct and offer that. It's a different way of being in the world. Is that more family friendly? I would suggest having that lens is more family friendly. Family friendly requires that we are present here now and always open to the future. As a parent, I learned from my child that by the time I learned how to parent where she was, by the time I understood how to do it, she was no longer there. By the time I understood how to do it in capital letters, she was no longer there in capital letters anymore. She'd grown and moved on. I had to adapt again if I was going to keep up. And I always felt like I wasn't doing it right and I was making mistakes. David Brower, and this is a quote attributed to Chief Seattle, says, "We don't inherit the earth from our ancestors, we borrow it from our children." So what if you think about that through the lens of family friendly? We borrow it from our children. Think about your approach to the discussion of replacing the sign, "Love is love, all are welcome here." Just think about it through the lens of family friendly. Many of you took the position of, I want this, right? And that was, it needs to be this way. But what if you took the position of, like you'd have to in a family, of how do we listen to these different views? How do we pull something together that works here? There was one parent's perspective that said, I take a reasonable risk, a measured risk, every time I bring my children here. So when that sign's up there, that increases my feeling of risk. Okay? We also put in security in responding to that. But there was another parent's perspective who said, my children, I have a transgender and an interracial child. I need that sign up there as a statement that there are allies in the world that can stand with me. My children are not safe every hour of the day when they move around in the world, and that needs to change. Person who pointed out there's a position of that we get to choose whether we want to be safe for an hour on Sunday morning or not is actually a position of privilege. There are people who can't choose whether that level of safety is available to them. The question of the sign through the lens of family friendly. Said, are we family friendly to those of us who are retirees and who are trying to adapt to that space in our world? I would say we're not, because we don't coordinate all our requests for volunteer help, and we hold out that you need to, and this needs to be done, and we're always asking, and we don't know how many times we've asked somebody to volunteer because we're all doing it in our individual committees. We don't have a centralized space in an office that sort of takes care of this to make it be family friendly. I heard a person say this week, I'm over volunteered and over UU'd. Right. You laugh because it's a common feeling. You know it. So how can we be family friendly? Each moment in a family, there's a family therapist, Neil Jones, who was the minister in Columbia, says he's a family therapist. And he said that in families, and he was relating to couples that stick together, he said stay together when they're thinking about separating, but it's also families that stay together. They make a choice over and over again. They have the choice whether to be right, or I would add to win, or to be loving. And the families that stay together make the choice to be loving over and over and over, given that choice. Now, I'm not saying what that is, but it's using that lens, family friendly, to make those decisions. My friend Billy, this week is Yom Kippur, and so a part of that is going to the people that you have issues with and asking for their forgiveness, telling them that you forgive them and asking for their forgiveness. The choice whether you can be right or be loving. And he decided to do that with his brother, whom they haven't had a good relationship in years and years and years. And so he's done that over the last couple of months. Of course, they're older and lots of issues are behind them. But now they've had two times together where they are connected and they can connect across their history. You think about this week's news and what's heading out there. What if you think about it and frame it in terms of how would you be loving and caring for the people involved rather than just winning, which is the layer that is on top of most of it. So just think back and forth in all these different ways of how you can be family friendly. So if we say we think of family as all inclusive, embracing all permutations and creations of family life, does our friendly sense do the same? Is our embrace really that large? Are we, as our closing hymn says, answering the call of love? Community, family, all ages, birth to death, one human family. I would say that picture, birth to death, is why I was called, it's why we're called to ministry. family ministry, family friendly, all of us friendly, all of us life friendly, all of us life defending. Thank you, friends.